Day 2. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. Exodus chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. God, our rewarder. Midwives are trained to assist women in childbirth. They are expected to aid the delivery of life, not death. Thus, Pharaoh's command to the Hebrew midwives Puah and Shiphrah demonstrates his wickedness. Due to the perceived threat of the growing Israelite population in Egypt, Pharaoh instructed the midwives to deliver newborn Hebrew daughters and kill newborn sons. This heinous act would only compound the pain inflicted on the Israelites through slave labor. But the Hebrew midwives feared God. With strategy and tact, they disobeyed Pharaoh's command. In our professional lives, we might find people in power and policies challenging our commitment to follow Christ with integrity. We have a choice to either succumb to their pressure and compromise, or depend on the wisdom of God and live according to his word. Our choice to depend on our faith in God can feel risky because of our fear of harsh consequences. But here, Moses reports that as the midwives preserved the newborns in their patients' households, the Lord blessed them with their own households. What does it mean to walk in the fear of the Lord? To choose the narrow path of righteousness with a sincere heart? Do you feel pressured to compromise your faith at work? Earnestly and prayerfully consider what to do next and how to go about it, and seek godly counsel. God will give you courage and lead you along the path of everlasting life.